Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. This week, we're taking a look at the brand new all-age comic books for the week of February 1st, 2017. Check your calendar. Where did January go? This week, we've got some cool superhero books, one from DC, one from Marvel, some great action comic books that only cost a dollar, a very cool independent book, and one of the most popular comic books for all ages celebrates 50 issues. It's this and more on the podcast. The soulful tunes you hear in the background are from Jesse Spillane. You can dig all of his stuff over at Free Music Archive. He's a musician from Pittsburgh. With a very cool name. Sounds like a very hard-notched detective. Spillane, it's the last time you'll get me. He's also a pirate, apparently. Let's take a look at some of the humor comic books this week for all ages. Number 61 from Adventure Time. Issue number 61. Now, this is a little bit bittersweet because this is the first issue of Adventure Time since the regular show went off the air over at Cartoon Network. And I know they're two different properties, but we were always bigger fans of regular show than Adventure Time. However, Adventure Time is still a behemoth. If you've got a seven and up year old child, they know Adventure Time, if not definitely eight. They're in it to win it. And it's a funny show. It's very different and weird if you've never seen it. And after you have seen it a couple of times and you get to know their characters, you can see how they've influenced so many other comic books, especially in the way that they meld crazy stories and their artwork. It's quite the influence, and issue number 61, Adventure Time, it's out this week. And if you've seen the show and you really weren't keen on your kids watching the show on Cartoon Network, this is where the comic book version of Adventure Time can really be your friend, because it's a little tamer, and the sass and the rudeness that often translates in animated television shows, regardless of what they are, doesn't translate down to the comic book. So, issue number 61 from Adventure Time, ages 7 and up, you are going to love it. Hero Cats, number 15. This is a great comic book, and it's really found its own the more issues have been put behind it. So this is issue 15 from Action Lab Entertainment, and it's gone from just cats kind of doing spy-type things in the neighborhood to slightly more science fiction-y action stuff. They're still cats, but they can do a lot more than the average cat, and they can talk. It is a fun series that is going to appeal to boys or girls ages 5 and up. It's a very fun series from Action Lab Entertainment, and it is a hoot. Another series that has more action than you think it does is Mickey Mouse number 17. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that one of the buggers with Mickey Mouse is that as kids get older, Mickey Mouse as a character becomes less cool because there's not really much action. It's just, oh, Mickey with his pals and they're doing stuff. Of course, Disney World and Disneyland are always cool to go to for the older kids. But Mickey Mouse as a character, for 8-year-old kids, loses some of the luster. What's happening, though, is over at the Disney Network, they've got Mickey and the Roadhouse Racers. You may have seen this show if you have the Disney Kids Network. It's Mickey Mouse and his friends in a slightly more action-oriented environment. That is kind of what is happening also here with Mickey Mouse number 17. This is issue 2 of 3 from a little mini-series they have going in there called Darkenblot. And it's a little darker for Mickey Mouse, but it's still very, very much kid-friendly. It's Mickey in kind of a Rocketeer-type action set. Rocketeer? Yeah, kick it for your old-school Disney fans. What is neat also, this is from IDW, and it kicks off also, it resumes the classic numbering system of 326. So you old school Disney files will remember that Mickey Mouse used to be in print for a very long time, up to issue 325. He was discontinued a while ago. And then, almost 2 years ago, IDW started bringing back all of the classic Disney titles. Thus, with issue 17, they're saying, okay, it's 326 also in an alternate numbering system. That's for the hardcore Disney fans. You know who you are. Mickey Mouse 17, it's out this week. Kids will love it. Ages 5 and up. The title that is celebrating its 50th issue this week is MLP. Yeah, you know me, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. This is a very fun series, and because it's the 50th issue, it's a little more than the average issue, but it's also got a lot more meat. It's a thick comic. It costs $5.99. Gird your loins, $5.99 at the comic book store. However, it's a really thick issue. If you buy it through some of the links, it will cost $4.79. It also marks the end of a little mini-series, a little story they were doing. There was trouble in Equestria, if you can believe that, with Harmony and some of the other folks not exactly getting along. And finally, Starlight Glimmer's hoofs could possibly save the day. I don't want to spoil the ending for you, but wow, who's going to love this? Kids 4 and up, your My Little Pony people. They're going to love it, and they know who they are. This is a really good comic book. Again, from IDW, it's issue 50 from My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. I will ask you, if you could rate this podcast from wherever service brought you here, if it's Stitcher, Podomatic, SoundCloud, any of those, iTunes, Play Store, whatnot. If you could leave a rating for it, that would be super, because it'll let other people know, hey, this is a cool place to find some resources on all-age comic books. Or if you have any tips, please leave it in the comments. Or also Twitter. We love Twitter. It's at Daddy Mojo. And on the website also, slight plug for that, daddymojo.net. We've got some very cool giveaways for some National Geographic books. Fun stuff, all color, and wow, we've got a lot of them happening. I think there are 3 National Geographic giveaways happening on the site now. Wow. So in superhero comics this week for the all-age comic book audience, there are a couple. And this is actually a great chance to point out that when people think of comic books, they think of, oh, people in tights with magical powers saying silly catchphrases. This is a great example of that's not really the case in the all-age market for comic books. There are 1, 2, 3 comic books this week for superheroes. And we'll highlight each of them just because it's 3. But if you break it down by humor or science fiction and action, there are much more if you look in those categories. So the comic book scene for the all-age audience kind of gets a bad rap in that respect. Like, oh, it's just people in tights doing silly things. You know, good guys fighting good guys. And to an extent, that's also my main criticism of this first comic. Marvel Universe Avengers Ultron Revolution. This is a great comic book on one hand because it's only $2.99. Awesome. And kids really love this. It's a very fun miniseries. Avengers, kids love them. They may not know much about them because they haven't seen the movie. And this front cover really doesn't do it any justice. It's Thor versus Vision. So it's one of those good guy versus good guy setups where they never make sense in movies. And you know what, I look at this, the cover for this, and I'm like, it's not really a battle between Thor versus Vision. It's a half-page misunderstanding. But they still fight for half a page, and then they rejoin forces and fight some bad guys, probably Ultron. However, it's a great comic book for kids. They're going to love the action, and it's stuff and content that any parent can get behind and say, you know what, this is awesome. It's realistic action. It's a great way to let my kid read, and kids, you're going to like it too. It's Marvel Universe Avengers Ultron Revolution, issue number 8, from Marvel Comics. Also up this week is Superpowers. It's a mini-series from DC Comics. This is issue 4 of 6. And fans of Art and Franco are really going to like this, because if you were an original old-school fan of Teen Titans Go, the comic book series, a couple years ago, you're immediately going to recognize the art, because Art and Franco, the way they stamp their stuff is really unique, and it's incredibly kid-friendly without pandering to the audience too much. Because it's stuff that any kid is going to like ages 4 and up. Wow, that's crazy. A comic that a 4-year-old could get into? Yes. And this is it. It is also very reasonably priced at only $2.99 retail. You can buy it through for $2.39. If you cruise through some of the links, however, go to your local comic book store, pick it up for $2.99, and you and your child are going to be incredibly impressed by this comic. I went to Scandinavia for a second. My speech teacher is rolling in her office right now. The last all-age superhero comic book we have this week is one that we kind of highlighted last week, so I'm just going to touch on it and say it's here and it's always consistent. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures. It's a trade paperback. This is the fourth trade paperback. It's $12, and it collects three issues from this always consistent, always go-to, all-age superhero comic book title, and it's fun stuff. TMNT, Amazing Adventures Trade Paperback Volume 4. It's out this week. Hey parents, this is also the week that Previews Magazine comes out. Previews Magazine is kind of like the comic book world equivalent of the fashion scene looking forward 3 months. Previews Magazine takes a look at, okay, you know what? Here's what it is now, but in 3 to 4 months, here is what kids are going to be reading. And it lists all of the comic books and the graphic novels, a lot of books, and a lot of toys that are going to be on the marketplace in 2 to 4 months. The range varies. This is going to be a magazine that's going to be more for the adults, but moms and dads, it's out there and it's this week and it's only $3.99. So it's good fun if you're a mom and dad geek that want to see what's out there. Comic book-wise, there aren't many action or science fiction comics coming out this week. There are two, however, that are really neat and really affordable that I want to point out. The first one is Invader Zim number 1. You say to yourself, wait, Invader Zim is like on issue 18 or something, aren't they? They are, but this one, it's the $1 reprint from the first issue of Invader Zim. This is easily one of our favorite go-to series when it comes out every month. It's based on the Nickelodeon TV show. It's funny, it's slightly weird, and kids love it. It has more plot, more of a concise, kind of coherent linear plot than Adventure Time. However, it's as silly and as funny and as goofy as that series and other series. Invader Zim is about an alien who comes to Earth, but he's quite the inept alien, and it is funny stuff. It really is. It's Invader Zim number 1. It's the dollar edition, so go check it out. Bring $1.06 and you will leave with a great comic book, but take more money because you'll get more comic books, other stuff. Like this one. This is Spook House, issue number 4. It's from Eric Powell. Now, you moms and dads out there may remember that name or recognize that name, Eric Powell. He's the guy who did The Goon and Hillbilly. Those are two comics that are definitely not kid-friendly. He wanted to create Spook House. Spook House is what he calls scary stories fit for kids. And it's awesome. We have only seen this comic book in the comic book stores, and it was behind the counter because it was their one copy left. They had sold out by the time we got there. So this is a fun comic book if you can find it. The art, it doesn't water it down. It's scary stuff, but the content is such that it's going to be okay for 5 and up if you're reading it. I mean, if you give it to a 5-year-old unsupervised, it could be a little bit scary. But just read it with your 5-year-old because the content is funny, it's cool, and the art is awesome. Stephanie Gladden, who's also done some stuff with a whole lot of... she's an illustrator. She's illustrated lots of things. Simpsons, some other classic titles that escape me at the moment. She's involved in this project. This is Spook House number 4. It's from Albatross Funny Books. It's $3.99, and there aren't going to be many copies of this comic book at your store. So look for it, arrive on Wednesday, and get it quickly before it goes. Speaking of which, where is your closest comic book store? Well, I do not know where you live. However, check out this website, comicbookstorelocator.com, or just do a search for it, comicbookstorelocator.com, and you will find it, punch in your zip code, and you'll be 5 minutes away from your closest store. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.